20,000 pounds of silver salmon was delivered to Kotzebue yesterday as part of a mission to get extra food to villagers. It took the hard work of several organizations, orchestrated mostly by one woman, to complete one of the largest food donations the region has ever received. From member station KNBA, Jennifer Canfield has more.
Getting food to rural Alaska is no doubt expensive. And with steep fuel prices, subsistence gathering can be expensive as well. Brenda Ehrlich was aware of the everyday decisions her neighboring villagers were making.
Some people in some villages will be paying $11 a gallon for fuel, and we don't want people to get to the point where they have to decide to buy fuel or food.
So back in March, she talked to her employer, Wells Fargo, and asked for their support. They gave her the go-ahead to organize an effort on the clock. She then called Mary Mike Adams at the Food Bank of Alaska and began what became a 9-month process to get food to Kotzebue. The food bank had 26,000 pounds of cleaned whole silver salmon. The fish was donated by Sitka Fishers to SeaShare, a private nonprofit that organizes donations from the seafood industry to food banks around the country. The only catch was that the salmon needed to be repackaged according to USDA guidelines and transported to Kotzebue. A fundraiser was organized through the Food Bank of Alaska that raised $10,000, a quarter of that donated by Nana Regional Corporation. $2,000 went to purchase boxes and plastic wrapping for the safe transportation of the fish. Then Ehrlich called on a network of native Wells Fargo employees based in Anchorage and some employees of Nana Regional Corporation to repackage all 26,000 pounds of the frozen fish. Now that the fish had been repackaged, it needed to get to Kotzebue. Ehrlich called Representative Jay Ramras, who helped secure transportation for a few deliveries of food to Native communities, like the one Ann Strongheart headed up last year to Nunamiqua. Ramras worked closely with Director of Program Development at Nana Regional Corporation and Rural Affairs Advisor John Moeller to get the Coast Guard based in Kodiak to fly the fish to Kotzebue.
And we just kind of shook the system a little bit, like banging on a soda machine or kicking the tire of a car to get the engine to turn over. And we were successful in getting an alignment of interest to get the food moving from Anchorage to Kotzebue, and then Kotzebue will take it from there.
Because the shipment was so large, the Coast Guard categorized it as a primary shipment, which meant before the fish could be delivered, they needed an official letter from the state authorizing them to transport the fish. They were making sure that they weren't violating a law that prevents state and federal resources from operating in a way that interferes with private commerce. Though Ramras and Governor Sean Parnell were able to get the letter, Ramras was annoyed that it was necessary.
If the state is going to insert itself in putting limits on how many fish can be caught in these affected areas, then we better find some kind of a solution to meeting basic hunger needs, or we're failing the needs of rural Alaskans. And in this case, when we fail the needs of rural Alaskans, I believe that we're failing the dignity test for all Alaskans. It's a basic need to not have hungry families and hungry children.
So finally, yesterday, the fish was delivered. The Coast Guard received a warm welcome and were treated to dancing by the Northern Lights dancers. Only 20,000 pounds of the fish could be palletized and shipped to Kotzebue. That fish will go to about 1,100 families in the area. It's uncertain whether another shipment will happen or if the food bank will give the remaining fish to other organizations. But there still is $8,000 left to buy dry goods for Kotzebue. The transportation just needs to be arranged. In Anchorage, I'm Jennifer Canfield.